officers responded to the call. With the initial responding officers arriving within 4 minutes of the initial call. This does appear to have been a murder-suicide with both a male adult and female adult victim succumbing to injuries, with the male succumbing to a self-inflicted gunshot wound. In addition, we had two students who were tragically injured and are listed as critical at this stage in area hospitals. We are not releasing the names or ages of those students at this time, pending notification of family. However, we will release that as soon as we possibly can. Again, this is a tragic incident that has befallen our city, and I assure you that we are doing everything we possibly can to conduct a very thorough investigation into this matter and to reunify all of the involved students at the school as quickly as possible with their parents. Captain Ron Moss, that's M-A-A-S-S, of the San Bernardino Police Department, was leading the investigation as the incident commander for this tragedy, and Chief Mark Hartwig, H-A-R-T-W-I-G, of the San Bernardino County Fire Department, was the incident commander on scene for the medical response. Both are here present with us to answer any questions you might have.
Gentlemen, was there any indication that there was some kind of domestic violence or something which may have given you a clue that potential violence was going to happen on the school? Had the person who died, one of the other young woman who was there died, do we have any indication that there was something there that alerted you of any kind of domestic violence?
We do not have any information at this point as to whether there are any precursors to the incident that would have raised our suspicions as to any type of violence might have occurred on the campus. We are still working to definitively identify both the male and the female adult victims. Coroner's office was just going in to make those IDs in the last few minutes. From there, we'll be able to determine whether there was a domestic violence situation. At this point, we don't know definitively one way or the other.
Do we have any indication that the two children
were they targeted?
The children, we do not believe, were targeted. The entire incident was limited to a single classroom on the school campus. The suspect had come to the classroom to visit the adult female that was in the classroom. We believe the two children were the unfortunate recipients of injuries by being in proximity to the female at the time of the incident.